The federal government is planning to again delay its foreign aid spending targets, but in an attempt to placate aid groups, the government is expected to announce it will boost overall foreign aid spending by around $500 million. However, the government will again use some of that foreign aid to pay for the processing of asylum seekers. Under the United Nations Millennium Development Goals, Australia had agreed to lift its foreign aid contributions to 0.5% of gross national income by 2014-15. Last year's budget delayed reaching that target, and that's happening again this time round. The Foreign Minister, Senator Bob Carr, has confirmed the target will again be pushed back by another year. Senator Carr has been speaking to Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.
We are increasing aid. We're increasing it significantly when other OECD countries have got reductions that average 4%. Australia's increasing its aid budget year on year by 9.6%. That's a very good outcome given the budget pressures.
But more of that money is going to be diverted back to Australia to looking after asylum seekers, is that correct?
No, that's significant. That's very significant. The amount of money that's going to look after asylum seekers on Australian shore is being capped at where it has been in the last 12 months, and that's a very significant decision. It reflects the representations we've had from the aid community in Australia, and it means that an altogether legitimate use of Australian aid, I might say, in line with OECD guidelines, something that all other countries do, it's not being increased, it's being capped. That's significant.
And it'll be capped at the amount that it was set at last year?
Yes, it is. And I should point out that Sweden, France, the United States, the Netherlands, Norway, Canada all use part of their overseas development assistance budget to sustain people who are on their soil seeking asylum. That fits OECD guidelines because the principle's the same as helping refugees in a refugee camp in Turkey or Jordan. But the Treasurer has agreed to cap that amount. And that's significant, and it meets concerns that some members of the aid community had.
And the aid community, though, was very disappointed that this money was being spent on asylum seekers, saying that the government should have set aside other money to do that, that it's just taking away from people who we would normally spend money on overseas.
Well, they do that, but at the same time, Australia's aid last year and this year is hugely significant in our region and elsewhere. We're going to be able to say this year that we're targeting malnutrition among women and children in the Asia Pacific with assistance for 1 million people with better access to food and nutrition. We're lifting universal education by supporting an additional 1.2 million children reach school. We're increasing access to maternal and child health services for a further 900,000 women. Now, this is very significant, and it can only take place because the Treasurer has agreed that aid will go up this year by 9.6%, notwithstanding all the pressures on the budget, notwithstanding the significant write-downs in revenue.
Australia had agreed to, under the United Nations Millennium Development Goals, to lift its foreign aid contribution to 0.5% of gross national income by 2014-2015. Will we meet that commitment?
No, that'll be delayed by a further year, and while that's disappointing, it simply reflects the reality that you can't borrow money to spend on aid. What you spend on aid has got to be sustainable, and the fact is these are the most significant write-downs in revenue we could possibly have imagined, and in that context there's a one-year delay in reaching that goal, but it simply means that we're not increasing aid according to the trajectory we had hoped to. Aid is going up significantly. We would have liked it to have gone up even more significantly.
So can I be clear there, Minister? Last year it was pushed out by a year to 2016. Will it now be pushed out to 2017?
Yes, it is. And that's simply inevitable given the contraction in government revenues. You can't borrow money to spend on overseas development assistance. That's not sustainable. Aid is going up significantly, but not at the even more ambitious rates we'd hope to achieve.
Aid groups described last year's decision to defer it a year by as an act of betrayal.
Well, I think aid groups will welcome the fact that, one, aid is being increased when other countries are reducing it, given budgetary pressures. Two, there is a cap in the amount of money from the aid budget that, altogether legitimately, is being used to sustain refugees or asylum seekers who end up on Australian soil. And given the pressure on the budget, given the contraction in government revenues, this was really inevitable. I think some of them behind the inevitable rhetoric will appreciate that.
Is it inevitable? Some are saying that border protection is this government's greatest, biggest policy failure.
Well, even if you were to concede that, and I don't do that for a moment, the fact is there are significant pressures on the Australian budget from the arrival of asylum seekers brought into Australian water by people smugglers. We've got to respond to that. And it's according to OECD guidelines, according to the practice of respectable countries like Sweden, the Netherlands, Norway, Canada, it's legitimate to allocate part of your aid budget to sustaining people who end up on your soil, just as sustaining them in refugee camps abroad is a legitimate use of your aid spending.
The Foreign Minister, Bob Carr, with Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.